listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and we're getting close to that time of year when many missionaries are getting ready to return home from their service all over the world. Some missionaries return in time to enjoy the holidays with their families and may stay close to home for several weeks or months before finding work or returning to school. Well, after a rigorous schedule of serving people and studying the gospel, many returned missionaries kind of find it a struggle finding purpose or feeling useful or productive when they return home. Read, they can't get back to normal everyday life very easily. It can actually be very discouraging at times for many of them. Well, Elder Ronald A. Rasband, one of our newest apostles, sat down with his wife Melanie on an episode of the Mormon Channel audio series Conversations. Now, he served as a mission president in New York with his wife, Sister Rasband, and both of them share their advice on how newly returned missionaries can stay engaged in worthy causes when they return home so that they can apply all of those wonderful lessons that they learned in the mission field. Here's a clip from that interview.
How can you explain to young missionaries who are out there listening what they can do to hang on to the strengths that they had when they were in the mission field?
It's a very good question, and one we spend a lot of time thinking about these days with all the missionaries coming home from the mission field. I think, first of all, I felt like I had to get engaged, not marriage engaged, but engaged in life quickly. I'd learned on my mission, if nothing else, that idleness was not a good thing. And so when I came home from my mission, I immediately got a job. I immediately enrolled in school. My parents could not afford me to pay for me in school. My dad was a truck driver, which I honored him for, and he worked very hard all of his life. So it was really for me just not an option to be idle, to waste time or spin my wheels, so to speak. And I think in today's world, there's a little bit more flavor of free time and enjoying life, and that just wasn't an option for me. I had to go to work. I had to get involved in school, and I knew I would have to pay for my school. So that kind of shaped my early get home from mission experience. I had good priesthood leaders. I was in a good elders quorum. I was called to teach the elders quorum as a recently returned missionary. I still have my friends that we talked about earlier. They were all getting home from their mission. And before President Hinckley really coined what does every member need, a friend, a responsibility, and nourishment, I came home from the mission and had that. I still had lots of good friends. I had an early responsibility, and I was continually nourished. And I think that every returned missionary needs that. I think it just doesn't exist to the new convert. It exists and should be applied to every member. All of us need friends. All of us need responsibilities, and we need to be continually nourished. And I can say that as I came home from my mission, I had all those things. And as I speak to returned missionaries these days, I say, listen, you've been out in the mission field teaching these new converts that they need these three things. I'm telling you, when you get home from the mission, you're going to need these three things too. And you go home and tell your bishop you want a calling, and you make good friends and get in a good circle of good LDS friends, and you continue to be nourished by the good word of God. And that's a message I would give to returned missionaries today.
Great formula.
When we were ending our mission in the New York North Mission as mission president and wife, he would meet with the missionaries and say, just promise me one thing, always keep a temple recommend. And if you have that, you will keep yourself in the right line of staying true and faithful.
Now that is some wonderful advice, from not only on how recently returned missionaries can be more active and productive, but really on how anyone can be. To go along with this advice of jumping into activity in your ward, service, and friends to help you adjust to life after your mission, a quote from President Gordon B. Hinckley comes to mind. And he says, the best antidote for worry is work. The best medicine for despair is service. The best cure for weariness is to help someone even more tired. Well, to listen to the whole Conversations episode featuring the Razz Bands, visit MormonChannel.org. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Thank you so much for listening. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.